episode 2 of the Political Soapbox. For July 23rd, 2012. As I sit here today, I sit here with the knowledge that the politics of gun control has begun in earnest. But the question now becomes, for how long? If we know the NRA is going to say that it's going to bank on history, they're banking on history in the sense that, well, we will talk about it for a while. And then it will slowly, but yet, after a while, it will slowly fade away. Then I have but one thing to say. Not this time. Because lest they forget one very important thing. Tragedies past did not take place in presidential years. This is a presidential year. They do not have that luxury this time around of banking on time. Politicians do not have the luxury of banking on time to finally address, to finally do something which in years past they haven't had the spine to do. Why? Because the almighty NRA has got this spinal hole on their war chest, on their campaign war chest. But it's like, you know, especially Republicans. Republicans are fearful that if they don't support, you know, that if they support gun control, what? Why, you know, they'll be primaried out of office and be labeled as anti-gun or a rhino, Republican in name only, or too liberal, or, well, you know, name your favorite phrase here. You know, the Republicans have got such are so fearful of the Tea Party that even in tragedies such as what happened in Aurora, they hide. Because they don't want to confront the real issues. They don't want to confront the real issues, you know, like gun control, like common sense gun control. I mean, not even common sense gun control measures. You know, like ensuring that mentally disturbed people do not have access to guns. See, they would talk, they would just as soon talk about closing post offices and then doing other weird things. And talk about abortion, then we talk about the issues the people are talking about, then we talk about the issues the people at diners are talking about. Then we just as soon talk about. Again, you know, they were just as soon talk about abortion rather than jobs, rather than the economy, rather than building roads and bridges. And you know, the Republicans, they were just as soon talk about abortion rather than gun control, even. And you know, the Republicans, you know, and when confronted about it, you know, the Republicans will sit there and say, oh, well, it wasn't us who started the debate. You started the debate on abortion. Uh-uh. You did, Republicans. Y-O-U. I keep tweeting, ever since the weekend, I've been tweeting Speaker Boehner about his reaction to the shooting. He hasn't been quoted as saying anything on the shooting. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be that he's huddling with his buddies at the NRA trying to somehow spin it? They put a political spin on it. They're trying to cover their asses. Or maybe he's huddling with the NRA, his buddies at the NRA, to try to figure out a way to weasel out of it. You know, try to cover their fucking asses. Yeah, that's probably what they're doing. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell? Brave man. He read the names of all the victims in the Senate record. Having said that, I'm now looking up at the other, looking up, waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for him to accuse the Democrats of not doing the same thing. See, you know, with Mitch McConnell, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. So he's got me looking up, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Clever move, Mitch. Nice try. But you're not going to get away with it, because I'll hold you to the fire. You're not my senator, fortunately. But I know I got some subscribers that are your constituents. And we'll hold you to the fire, Mitch. We'll hold you to your word, the words that you expressed in the Senate floor. The measures we're talking about aren't scare tactic measures, you know, like for ordinary people, you know, like wanting to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. You gotta go out? Okay, fine. They're entitled to that. You get a hunting rifle you use for hunting, for sport, okay, fine, you're entitled to that. You get the Glock for self-defense, okay, fine, you're entitled to that. But what you're not, but what no individual should be entitled to is insane amounts of weapons and ammo. This is what the killer had. Let me break down what the killer had. He had smoke bomb canisters. Now, ask yourself this question. And who outside of law enforcement and maybe our military has any use for smoke bomb canisters? Who? I can't think of anybody. Turning to the AR-15, assault weapon. And 6,000 rounds of ammo. Who orders that much, who orders those types of weapons and that much ammo? Outside of law enforcement and maybe our military. Who needs that amount? It's insane! No one, there is no constructive civilian use for a smoke bomb canister. Or a weapon capable of shooting 100-round clips. This guy had 6,000 rounds. If he had all that ammo with him, he would have killed more people in that theater than that theater is capable of holding. To the explosives. Let's turn to his apartment, where the explosives are. Who outside of explosives experts, demolition crews, law enforcement, and our military? And maybe, actually, not even law enforcement would have use for. Well, yeah, who outside of demolition crews, you know who they are, you know, these you know, firms, you know, these crews who go in and booby trap a building for, you know, controlled implosions, things of that nature. Who goes in? Who outside of those people, law enforcement, and the military need explosives? I can't think of anybody. Can you? The media talks about the fact that those explosives were meant for a police officer who went into his apartment to start snooping around, to start investigating. But they forget one very important thing. Before the first nearly an hour, that over an hour before the first cop arrived at his door, the neighbor down below him went up to his apartment to confront what she thought was him about loud music. Now think about this. If this woman had banged on the door or moved the door in such a way where she triggered the explosion, we would have been talking about not just one ground zero, but two ground zeros. Not just one crime scene, but two crime scenes. Two crime scenes. One being the theater, the other being his apartment complex. Now, had that gun, the AR-15, not jammed, you couple that with the neighbor possibly setting off the explosions, who knows how many people he could have killed before the police even got to his apartment building door. Before they even got to his apartment building, who knows how many people he could have killed? He could have killed dozens. He could have wiped out his entire neighborhood. There was certainly that potential. Or at the very least, he could have caused the apartment building he lived in to collapse. Or at least leveled it to the point where it was uninhabitable and they had to bring it down. AKA, Alfred P. Murray Federal Building, Oklahoma City. Like that. It is that scenario, ladies and gentlemen, that I fear the media simply forgets to mention. Because, after all, what happened, what actually happened was bad enough. They don't even want to think about what could have happened. But you watch, the conspiracy thinkers, and I know you guys are out there. You know who you are. You were kicking up in high gear about Columbine, and I know there's going to be all sorts of conspiracy talk when it comes to the theater shooting. That's going to happen eventually. You're going to have conspiracy thinkers trying to put together the facts, trying to put together stuff and touch on the stuff the media didn't report on beyond that day. But having watched the local news, because I live here, I live in Inglewood, Colorado, which is driving distance from Aurora, Colorado. And having access to not only the cable news, But to local news, the local news picked up on it. The national news, hey, where were you guys on that? Neighbor knocking on door, complaining of loud music. Maybe. With the potential of triggering the booby traps that were in his apartment. Why wasn't this reported by the national media? The potential was there. And to say that it could have been much worse is an understatement. We'll say it could have been much, much worse. Much, much worse. The media, from that standpoint, is underestimating what could have really happened in reality. But make no mistake, the authorities aren't making that underestimation. They're not making that underestimation. They are reporting they made sure that all the bases were covered, which is why when they went in that apartment, they were very careful. And very meticulous about how they went in. Making certain to properly secure that building. To clear it of all booby traps. Before they went in. That's what they did. And for that, they're to be commended. That and the evacuation of people from that apartment building, from the nearby apartment building, they're to be commended for that. We're getting back to the political fallout. And the NRA, and their lobbying efforts. I happen to think, if the NRA, if a nonprofit organization has that much influence in our politics, then maybe it's about time the NRA's nonprofit status be reviewed. Or how about this? The NRA is a nonprofit organization who has a huge budget, to not only pay lobbyists, but to pay them lavishly. Maybe they ought to be investigated for tax fraud. Yeah. I think there's certain provisions in the tax code for that. Because when you have a huge lobbying budget, and you know, in order to get politicians' votes, you've got to have lobbyists with a huge budget. to work with. You know that. Whether it's the NRA or anybody else, you know they gotta have a huge budget to work with. But as a nonprofit, how can you have a huge budget? Answer. You can't. I think it's about time the NRA and groups like it be audited by the IRS. And their books reviewed and looked at to determine whether or not they even still meet the criteria as a nonprofit organization. Yeah. Or whether they have now morphed themselves into a PAC group. But if, but for whatever reason, have failed to file the proper paperwork. Maybe it's about time that, maybe it's about time the government start, and maybe it's about time the politicians start putting groups like the NRA in their place. By that, I mean, learn when to tell them to stick it where the sun don't shine. And mean it. I think of the voice of amateur radio as a licensed ham on radio. Again, I'm, you know, I hate to keep using this as a comparison. But the American Radio Relay League, which is, you know, the national voice of ham radio, can only dream of having the influence the NRA, the groups like the NRA and the RIAA have in Washington. They can only dream of that. Why? Because they play by the rules. If you think for 1 second the NRA plays in the groups like the NRA play by the rules, then you are fucking naive. You are naive if you think that. The NRA does not follow the rules. They make the rules. They cheat the rules imposed on them. They don't care. And what's worse, the politicians get away with it. Why? Because they're scared. They're scared. You know, Republicans think of the NRA as the almighty NRA. Republicans are scared. They're scared of the NRA, they're scared of the Tea Party, they're just scared, period. They're frightened. Is it any wonder why the Republicans are a party of no, as in no ideas? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Their ideas left when they ran out of ideas when Bush left, when W left the White House. When he left, so did their ideas on how to govern the country.
So now, they're now trying to rehash and recycle old arguments, bring fresh blood into old arguments. And they're doing it grassroots style. But see, you know, they think that, oh, well, gee, you know, Democrats, they launched a grassroots campaign to get Obama, the first black president elected. We ought to use the same methods to get Roe v. Wade overturned. And, you know, let's start with that. Yeah, nice try, Republicans. And oh yeah, here's another thing about Obama being the first black president. Why don't you Republicans just come right out and admit it? You cannot stand the fact that he is a Democrat. Not because he's black. It isn't because he's black. It's because he's a Democrat. And black. Because you have some pretty conservative black people. By the way, I'm sitting here letting myself dry off like I usually do. But anyway, you Republicans have some pretty conservative black people. I think of Herman Cain. So this argument that President Obama is black doesn't wash. It doesn't wash. So now, so you've caught on to that. So now you're trying to claim he's somehow not in America. You've tried every trick in the book there, too. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Courtesy of the state of Hawaii. It took CNN just a few hours to find his birth certificate. Just enough time to hop, to put somebody on a plane and have that person, on a plane to Hawaii, and have that person, and once that plane landed, have that person go to the Bureau of Records, whatever agency that is that has the his birth certificate. Yeah, I mean, you know, but even then, you didn't believe that. Because after all, CNN is somehow the elite media. You know, the liberal media. You know what? CNN isn't liberal. They're conservative. I mean, not nearly as conservative as Fox News. They are nonetheless conservative. I mean, Republicans are so frightened, are so naive and so blinded as to where this country is right now that they don't know what. Well, they don't know which media outlets are conservative and which ones are liberal. And it's their blindness that has led to the tragedy that had happened in Aurora. And it's their blindness in thinking, oh, well, gee, you know, the assault weapons ban is going to lead to further things like abolishing the abolition of the Second Amendment. You know, like taking away our guns. Or how about this for a conspiracy? You know, the assault weapons ban is just the beginning of a much bigger conspiracy, much more broad conspiracy by the left wing. Please, 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 please. And they had a, what's even funnier, in a way, is the NRA is still using these arguments today, even though they're debunked as liar, liar, pants on fire lies. Again, like I said, maybe it's about time the NRAs and groups like them have their budgets and have their finances audited. I think if that were to happen, there would be some pretty interesting revelations. Indeed. Anyway, that's it for now. We'll catch you later. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day again. Like I said, this is going to be on a near daily basis. So anyway, until next time, we'll leave you with the podcast, with what is going to be a new segment to our show, and to the which will be at the end of every episode as a podcast promo of the day. That is, of course, to help promote other podcasters. So with that, we'll leave you with the podcast promo of the day. Catch you next time, right here on the Political Soapbox.
SpecFicMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast.
Did I sound like I was blushing?
You sounded like you were blushing.
Because I was talking about swallowing?
No, I just want to stand on top of the wall and piss off the edge of the world.
Children don't need to hear your filth.
Doing this with me and...
Oh, yeah, baby. Can't wait to do it again with you.
Winter is coming.
The steel must be part of your arm. Can you drop part of your arm? No.
I thought Syria was a mix of Inigo Montoya and the Hispanic kid from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I got a note.
That was right.
Juan Epstein?
Yes, exactly. So.
Sci-Fi Smackdown.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Sorry, I just got a Google Talk.
Oh my God, it sounded like you got hit by a big old clanging piece of metal.
She's gone 8-bit.
What about you, my lord? What's the strangest thing you were... Do Dornish girls count?
Now where's PG? Dun dun dun. Maybe he went to make a wish.
If you're there, we can't hear you.
He went to either make a wish or drop a deuce.
I hate your stories. I know a story about a boy who hated stories.
Edit. I'm fixing it post.
No, you know, you could have done it by now.
What?
Midge porn.
Midge porn. Peter Dinklage porn.
And they do it so plump little lords like you can enjoy their summer afternoons in peace and comfort. Do you think I'm plump?
Something that I'm... Damn.
You can't just say, oh, I've got
Instead
something
of drunk
else to
PG,
talk about.
We have juvenile PG. You just can't, you no, can't you do that. 115 tug. What is it really supposed to stand for, PG?
It's just the number I got when I signed up for Google.
You did. God damn it.
I thought you said you weren't going to watch it.
We weren't going to, but we did for you.
I thought it would have been good if you hadn't watched it.
Well, you should have said so. Oh, good. You're not watching it. That'll be great. Not your mother's Game of Thrones podcast. Unless your mother is Cersei Lannister, of course.
To find out more, visit specficmedia.com.